Welcome back, everyone. This is our bonus episode for our episode about droids. We're going to be answering a couple questions and then playing an exotic segment today, Would You Rather? So make sure you stay till then to catch some, I don't even know how to say it, catch some interesting scenarios. I promise not to bring up anything about a Hutt this time. Promise.
Pinky promise. I was about to say, what are the odds there's a Hutt involved?
Mm-hmm. I pinky promise that I will not mention anything about fucking a Hutt. Anyways, one of the questions that we have today, these are kind of like, oh God, we have such, this is such a deep ass question. Jesus fucking. All right, anyways, you guys ready? So the question is, can the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire be seen as a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked power and authoritarianism? Sorry, let me read that. Let's see.
We're really getting political this time, huh?
I guess so. Let's see. Can the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire be seen as a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked power and authoritarianism?
I mean, I feel like when a dude gets up on the fucking Senate floor and says, "I'm the Senate now," you know, maybe it's possible. I don't know. Like, you know, if your elected official suddenly decides that he wants to rule forever as the new dictator/emperor, you could draw some parallels to modern day politics or something.
Oh, that's crazy.
All I'm saying is, if Trump rose up with a fucking, you know, black cloak on and everything and his face all shriveled up, we might be in for a treat.
He's already shriveled up.
A little bit more shriveled up, you know. Palpatine was a little bit more shriveled up than the two candidates we have now.
Well, just a little bit. I think that the question, like, I don't know. I feel like the question is pretty obvious. I feel like it's asking if it can that all be seen as a cautionary tale. I feel like that's kind of like the only way you can really see it, honestly. Like, that specific part, the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire. Yeah, like, as when she said, it's just like a dude who came into a power by, like, over the course of playing both sides of a war and changing, like, political decrees to give him certain, you know, indefinite inextinguishable powers. Like, I mean, yeah, like, that's exactly what that is. Like, that's a person abusing the system to accumulate more power until he has time enough to get rid of anyone who would, like, outwardly oppose him, and then just haha, like, it's all mine now. Like, yeah, definitely a tale about the dangers of unchecked power and authoritarianism. All right, so that one's done. All right, another political question. Okay, here we go. What political ideologies are present in the Galactic Republic, the Galactic Empire, and the Rebel Alliance?
Fuck, we're gonna be here all day. Well, I mean, it's a galaxy of trillions of beings. There's gonna be a ridiculous amount of political views and opinions and whatnot. Probably every opinion you could think of that people have today about politics or view or whatever. They had the same shit in Star Wars, plus some, because there's plenty of issues that they would have in Star Wars that we wouldn't. Like, fucking hyperspace lanes, all that kind of, like, you gotta have a garbage guy for that sometimes, right? You gotta clear the asteroids off the lanes. Just the infrastructure alone is gonna, say what?
I was making a joke, off the Hydean way, because it's like a freeway, sorry.
I get it. Killed the vibe.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, like, it's a galaxy of trillions of beings. We have billions on Earth, and look at how many different political, religious, whatever views we have. And they're also aliens and droids, and the fact that people can clone other people, and are the bugs really sentient? Maybe.
Yeah, I agree with Winchy. Like, the question, again, to repeat, says, what political ideologies are present in the Galactic Republic, the Galactic Empire, and the Rebel Alliance? Like, yeah. You know, Maj, you have people in the Alliance disagreeing over shit all the time. It was one of the first, you know, converged efforts between, you know, guerrilla factions of humans and non-humans. And, you know, there's different cultures and shit, and all that shit have to come together. So, like, that one right there is the fucking melting pot of melting pots that you can get from those three groups. The Galactic Empire, I mean, like, if you're talking about, like, the political ideologies of Palpatine, like, one head with a bureaucratic process and big naval power. Like, that's their ideology. They just want to control everything and blow shit to smithereens when it disagrees with them. And then the Galactic Republic, I feel like, is kind of like the best mesh of those two things. Because the Rebel Alliance, like, it became the New Republic, but it was just, like, you know, a concerted effort from just people around. And then that's where you have the melting pot. Then the Galactic Empire is all about structure and nothing else. I feel like the Galactic Republic is the best of those two, where you have the structure, You have the independence, you know, it's like a democratic republic. You elect people for your planet, send them to the Galactic Senate and have them represent you. And so you have, you know, a centralized and decentralized governing body that meets the needs of its people as well as the needs of the greater good for the most part, just to make sure that everyone lives in harmony. I think that like they're the one that can include the most political ideologies realistically, because people are going to fight in the hodgepodge alliance. The Empire is what I say is law, so there's no agreement, but the Galactic Republic gives everyone a bit of a voice and it's probably more representative of the people. So that's how I feel about that. God, my brain had to work for more than 30 seconds on something and it was just fucking, I'm tired now. I'm out of breath.
Yeah, we could tell.
Political questions suck.
I know, right? Fuck, I don't want to think about politics. God damn it, who asked these? Fucking Jason. I love you, Jason. God damn. There's like five others. Did you have any? You said what you had to say about it. Wait, no, did you say anything about it? Or was it just me and Winchy?
It was just you two. I don't really have, I don't really feel like thinking about politics, to be honest.
You know what? That is a very fair answer. I am so tired of hearing anything political. Like, I just want a break. I'm tired.
Especially with this fucking week upcoming. Fuck that shit.
I am overstimulated. I gotta talk politics on my goddamn Star Wars show. I guess Star Wars is a big amount of politics, but I'd rather talk space politics than my own. All right, you can go ahead and cue up Exotic. You ready for Would You Rather?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was doing while you were answering the questions.
Dedicated co-host.
Yeah, Shirley.
Who's Shirley?
You are.
Am I beautiful?
No.
Fucked up.
You're beautiful in your own way. How about that?
You know what? That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I'll take it.
But welcome to another, I guess, week of Would You Rather. This week, it's going to be, would you rather get hunted by a Trandoshan for sport or hunted by a group of Ewoks for food?
Trandoshan for sport.
Is there a nickname for the race of Trandoshan people that you might want to make people aware of? I just want to...
Feel free if you don't. I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, they're called trannies, Trandoshans.
And now we're canceled.
Well, it was good having a podcast with y'all.
Okay, so what was the question again? You're asking, would you rather be hunted by Trandoshans for sport or by Ewoks for Ewoks food?
Yeah.
How many Ewoks? Like the whole clan? Like all of them?
Yep. All of them from Endor.
Nah, give me the fucking Trandoshans, because they're not going to kill me outright. It's going to take a while. They're going to beat me, then they're going to cook me alive. Just kill me.
Nope. The Trandoshans don't cook you. The Trandoshans will skin you
alive. I'm talking about the fucking Ewoks. Nah, a Trandoshan, okay. Yeah, but no matter what the Trandoshan does, it's going to be a lot faster than whatever the fucking Ewoks are going to do. So get me out of there as soon as possible.
Yeah, Ewoks are bloodthirsty little
munchkins.
Carnivores.
I do not want to get clubbed to death and beat with rocks. I just cut my head off. Just shoot me in the chest. Shoot me in the head. Like, you fucking peel me. Skin me. Fuck it. I'll take that. But don't beat my ass with rocks and sticks and then cook me. I'm not about that.
Yeah, I'd probably have to agree. Trandoshans for sport. Because, I mean, we only really see on screen that one Clone Wars episode where they're hunting all the fucking younglings. And then the Wookiees come and beat their ass. That was pretty funny. But the Ewoks, fucking... I still have PTSD from Battlefront, the Ewok hunts. She was fucking spooky.
I still have PTSD. They added an Ewok character to the fucking Star Wars Hunters game. And it's an Ewok that rides a fucking AT-ST or whatever.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's fucking annoying too.
And he calls it the AT-ET because it's all-terrain Ewok transport.
That's wild.
And he shoots fucking explosives. So imagine running through the forest moon of Endor. And all you're hearing is yub yub as rocks and sticks are flying out of the freaking bushes and everything. I'm good.
Yub yub, Commander.
At least we don't have Ewoks and Y-Wings like from the the new Lego series.
I'd much prefer that after hearing the Yub Yub Commander story. So I love Ewoks and spaceships. I don't like Ewoks beating my ass and then cooking and eating me.
Well, I mean, they're going to like shoot your spaceship down and then come get your ass to eat you.
I'd rather take that. No, because if they blow me up in space, that's it. That's quicker than the Trandoshan can do it. I love the Ewoks in space theory. I do not like Ewoks on the fucking forest moon of Endor.
I don't know, but do you think it would be easier to run away from an Ewok or a Trandoshan?
easier? An Ewok. Yeah. But they outnumber me. They not gonna rest. They gonna fucking hit me with rocks or big logs or fucking whatever they do until they fucking... I'm gonna tire out before them. And they have terrain advantage. And they blend in.
And they can design complex traps.
And I am a simple idiot.
Are you sure that the Ewoks designed those, or was that some, like, help from the Rebels?
They designed the one that caught everybody originally.
That was just like a net.
I mean, that's complex enough for me. Definitely complex enough for Nikita to get caught.
I do not deny these accusations.
I mean, I think there's quite a few traps that would be easy for Nikita to get caught in.
Yes, okay, I keep saying I agree. Why are you guys still hopping on me for this? What else do I say?
Would you rather have the voice in your head be Jar Jar Binks or your own mother?
My mom. I think I would probably not want to continue living if I had Jar Jar Binks in my head.
Bro, I don't want to continue living after having to make a fucking choice. I have a black mother, but Jar Jar, but black mother, but Jar Jar. What? I don't want to have to make, I have to make a choice?
Yeah.
Fuck. Come back to me. God, this one's giving me PTSD.
I'm going to take Jar Jar.
That's crazy.
I feel like it would make me a happier person in general if the voice inside my head was Jar Jar.
So wait, for clarification, yeah. It's still me. It just sound like Jar Jar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll take Jar Jar.
That's crazy. I'd be a very bitter person.
Nah, it's me. I just sound like Jar Jar. That's okay. I'll take that.
I can barely make it through episode one just because of Jar Jar.
Oh, there's some kind of your mom joke I could make, but I'm it's too early for me.
Like, if it's still you, it's still, like, you as the voice of your mom.
I don't want to sound like my mom.
So you're going to try to sound like Jar Jar?
Yes.
That's crazy.
No doubt in my mind.
Absolutely.
Double it. Double it and give it back to me. Like, I cannot have my mom's voice. No. Fuck no. Give me Jar Jar. Fucking triple it and give it back to me. Jesus Christ.
Respect has been lost for real. That's crazy.
Dude, there's no way. There's no way. The only advantage I can see is that, like, nah, dude, it's gonna drive me crazy. Cause, like if you have to live to see your mom pass away, and then, like, her voice is always, you're gonna go crazy. You're done. It's over.
Imagine telling yourself that you need to do stuff all the time. You're like, oh, I need to wash the fucking dishes. But then it's your mom's voice telling you, you need to wash the dishes. I'm good.
That's a lot better than Misa need to wash dishes.
Like, no, it isn't.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's, we can agree,
bro,
to disagree.
When you're forced to be smart all day, you want the solitary, like the solitude of your mind to be kind of stupid.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it'd make me a happier person in general because all my inner thoughts would be like, you should need to pay the bills.
That would definitely want to blow my brains out if that's what my inner voice sounded like.
The electricity bill was bomb bad this month.
Shut the fuck up. I fucking hate you. Fucking pizza. Hold on, I can't breathe. Okay. Fuck, I need some water. Okay.
I think now that y'all said that, I think we just need to have an episode where y'all are just in Jar Jar voice the entire time.
I mean, I can commit to that.
So y'all can learn your mistake.
No, because I promise you, with me and Winshi, the only one who's gonna suffer is you.
We play fucking D&D with a fucking Gungan.
Yeah, so we've got some material stocked.
I might be sick that episode then.
Yeah, I was like, buddy, I don't think you know what you're asking for here. Oh, okay, y'all ready for mine?
As long as it doesn't involve drugs, huts, or sex, yeah.
Well, fuck. I just said no fucking the huts, but you just... Anyways, I'm going to still proceed regardless. Fuck his rules. So, would you rather drink Corellian brandy to alcohol poisoning or take a hit from Jabba the Hutt's Snackquarium hookah?
Is it like after Jabba the Hutt's used it?
He's always
using it.
Like
a fresh, or is it just like a fresh one?
It's Jabba the Hutt's Snackquarium hookah.
I'm getting alcohol poisoning. I'd rather die from alcohol poisoning than go anywhere near something that's been in Jabba the Hutt's mouth.
Dude, it can't be that bad. Dude, it's alcohol poisoning. It's like Corellian brandy alcohol poisoning. Your liver would just not survive.
My statement stands.
Wish you were by you.
I'm gonna take the hookah.
Oh, let's go.
I already don't like alcohol that much. I'll take one hit from fucking Jabba's thing over puking my guts out and having liver failure.
You don't know what type of bacteria is in Jabba's mouth.
And?
Bro, you gotta go through being tipsy, drunk, blackout, and then alcohol poisoning.
At least I know what I'm getting myself into.
Do you?
You won't. You yep. won't.
Even if you survive the alcohol poisoning, like, the fallout of the blackout, you still gotta deal with. That's too much.
I don't know. Surely Jabba has, like, space herpes or some shit. I don't know.
Think a being that can live thousands of years is getting space herpes.
You don't know what type of fucking anatomy that motherfucker has.
You're right, I don't, but better. I don't know. I'm taking the hookah shit, and if it's that good shit, I might hit it twice. And he got snacks,
man. I think you'd be hitting something other than just the hookah, but okay.
You know what? High sex is the best sex. You're not gonna make me feel ashamed for my love of slimy things. I refuse to back down.
You do you, I guess.
And I have been and always will be. And he bought it up and broke. Nope, I didn't. Exotic brought it up. I never say anything about fucking. Yeah, no, I did not break my promise. Exotic brought that shit up.
You never promised nothing.
I did.
Yeah, but the promise was that you weren't gonna talk about it.
He brought it up!
But you said you weren't going to talk about it.
You know what? He opened the can of worms. I refuse to be held responsible for the consequences of my own actions.
That's a I'm not willing to admit I'm wrong energy right there.
I'm not willing to admit I'm wrong. Not this time. He brought it up. He baited me. You guys know I have one fucking brain cell on a good day. It's early in the morning. Leave me alone.
I think you're at probably like a quarter.
So it's not a good day?
It's too early to tell.
I'm probably about like a quarter brain cell right now.
Bitch, yeah, what? I'm getting tired of catching these random strays from you. Fucking lumberjack, dude. Bro, you're a lumberjack that sells solar panels. Shut up.
I'll be making bank.
All right, well, get that bread, brother. Anyways, thank you guys for joining us for our bonus episode for our episode about droids. Be sure to catch us on Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted, and check out our website, theforceunscripted.com, you know, for all of our latest episodes. Leave us a little voice note or a review or maybe questions you want answered on the bonus episodes as we did today. So looking forward to hearing from you all. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts, and may the Force be with you.
Later.
We shall be seeing you next time.
Oh, fuck.